Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
92301.
Okay, 92301. Thank you. Okay. May I also have your first and last name, please?
Sherry Reed.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. While I access your information.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, I am still accessing information. If you would please spell your last name.
R-E-E-D.
Okay, I just had to double check what was pulling up here.
Okay.
All right, so it'll be just another moment. All right, Ms. Reed, for security purposes, please verify your address.
1833 Sanford Road, El Mirage, California, 92301.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Just accessing the remainder. All right, that's about to get there. Date for me. Let's see. Okay, Miss Reed. I've gotten an account located that shows your name and also shows your address, and it shows a canceled account for the Bytes Hub Meal app, and how can I help you?
Okay, well, there's a charge on my account. I just canceled one subscription that I never charged for, that I never authorized. This is for Fine Bowel Accident Health. I don't know what that means. For $59.89. I have no idea what that is.
Well, what date is the charge?
7/12, July 12th.
Okay. Here it shows the Bytes Hub Meal app.
The what?
Pardon me. It's called the Bytes Hub Meal app. It's what shows that's canceled.
I don't know what that
is.
It's
literally an app. It usually starts, it starts with the customer completing a survey at some point. They complete a survey. They enter a contest. It shows the Dyson vacuum is what was offered on the web page, and it shows the date was July 13th. Is when that process took place. Bytes Hub was in the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't order anything. I entered a contest, but I didn't order anything that cost $60. This is fraud.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you've already reported that to your bank. It shows a chargeback.
Okay.
Usually with the bank or the card company, they do an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They usually cover terms and conditions and everything surrounding the order.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow up with them since it shows a chargeback was placed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's like, that's weird because it says 621. There's a security credit item on investigation for $59.89, yet there's a charge on here for the next month of 7/12 for another $59.89. So is that a separate amount?
There shows two chargebacks
for
each one.
Shows two chargebacks?
Yes, ma'am. You disputed both.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.